Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back. We can wager hour two here on 98.7 ESPN. In the thick of March Madness, let's get you up to speed on some of the scores out there. Oregon up on Arizona, 61-52. How about that? Arizona coming in with, you know, not arguably the best team in the Pac-12. And right now, down to Oregon. We'll see if they can bounce back. I truly believe they can. Marquette up on Providence, 56-44. Iowa State and Baylor all tied up at 15. San Diego State up on Utah State. Utah State up on San Diego State, 19-15. Alabama and Florida going at it, 15-10. I did like Alabama coming into this matchup. In a few games later on tonight, Colorado favored by 2.5 over the Washington State Cougars. I do like Colorado. I like the Buffs. I like Buffalo tonight. They have just been red hot heading into this postseason. They found themselves obviously the semifinals of the Pac-12 tournament. Coming in, they had 7 straight victories over Utah and pretty convincingly, by the way. So they've got a top 10 offense, top 40 defense during that span. So really, really do like Colorado tonight. So I'd lay the 2.5 with Colorado. And then the other matchup that I like, let me pull it up just to make sure. Yeah, so you've got Colorado State going up against New Mexico. And so my play here is on the under. So the under is at 153. I think a lot of people are expecting a lot of points to be put up here because these are two very explosive offenses. But it's not the way that the two regular season matchups played out for these two ball clubs. They went up against each other twice already in the regular season prior to this tournament. And 144 was the total in one and 134 was the total in the other. So, both these offenses are pretty explosive, but I'm leaning more towards the under in this matchup. I think this number is quite high. So again, the under 153 in the Colorado State Rams, New Mexico game. So those would be my two college plays still remaining tonight. 800-919-3776. We're also going to hear from Cynthia Freeland coming your way in just a few minutes. We had her on earlier on the show talking about the Giants and the Jets, and I want to bring her back on just to talk NFL in general and all the moves that have been made and what this means for the teams and the landscape of the NFL right now. And typically, you know, a lot can be said in regard to what a team does in free agency that might shape or decide what they do in the NFL draft, right? So, going into this free agency, we knew there were a lot of really good running backs that were going to be available in free agency, but man, how they've changed really the landscape of the NFL. So for example, like in the AFC North, to me, adding Derrick Henry. Now, listen, not that Derrick Henry, I didn't feel that necessarily Derrick Henry was the best running back out there in free agency, but what his skill set, I think, can bring to the Baltimore Ravens could be quite ridiculous. And you could actually wager the over-under in touchdowns for Derrick Henry is 9.5. I'm going way over. I think he hits double-digit touchdowns easily, because one thing about the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, very different than Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles and the tush push. Like, I don't think, I wouldn't bet Saquon Barkley scores more than 9.5 rushing touchdowns. Now, do I think that Saquon's going to be utilized in the passing game for the Eagles? Absolutely, I do. So total touchdowns for Saquon Barkley, would I go over 9.5? Yes, but over 9.5 specific rushing touchdowns for Derrick Henry, I'm over that. This is a Baltimore Ravens team. They love to run the ball. It's what they do. And also, Derrick Henry, when he was with the Tennessee Titans, would face like 7, 8, sometimes 9 dudes in a box. Because let's be honest, who was their quarterback threat? Tannehill? Will Levis? Please. Now he goes to a Baltimore Ravens team and defenses have to use a player, let alone to spy or shadow Lamar Jackson. So teams are not going to be able to put 7, 8, 9 in a box to try to stop Derrick Henry. This just opens up so much for him. And again, it's not like Lamar Jackson is a quarterback that, you know, keeps the ball often in the red zone and runs it in for a touchdown. Hence what we saw in the playoffs and why I think they lost. But nonetheless, this is such a wonderful, this is a beautiful matchup for Derrick Henry. And so again, over 9.5 touchdowns for Derrick Henry now that he's with the Baltimore Ravens. And again, would not play that for Saquon Barkley. And then you can also wager which running back who's a part of free agency, right? So Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Austin Eckler, who's going to have the most rushing yards this season? Oh, Joe Mixon, who's now with the Tennessee Titans. And for me, it's Josh Jacobs. So, and watch out for this Green Bay Packers team, by the way. And I'm going to talk to Cynthia Freeland about that because she's a Detroit Lions fan. Well documented. But, you know, the Packers move on from Aaron Jones. And apparently, you know, A.J. Dillon is expected to be out as well. And so they go to Josh Jacobs, who's 20 pounds, believe it or not, 20 pounds heavier than Aaron Jones and 4 years younger than Aaron Jones. Here's another thing for you. The Green Bay Packers play in this zone scheme blocking, which Jacobs absolutely thrives in. Absolutely thrives in. So those are two, based on the running back moves that were made, those are two wagers that I've already gone to the window on with ESPN Bet. Okay. Again, Derrick Henry over 9.5 touchdowns next season and Josh Jacobs to lead all the running backs that were a part of free agency that found new homes. Will lead that group of running backs in most rushing yards this season. One, by the way, Joe Mixon is favored, but you know, the system that Joe Mixon went to, they don't play a their blocking style. The Chicago Bears, their blocking style is not a zone blocking style, it's not the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears got DeAndre Swift. I'm trying to remember where did Mixon go to? He went to, was it the Texans? I mean, it's so crazy. Yeah, he went to the Texans. So the Houston Texans, their blocking scheme is not a zone blocking scheme, but that's what Mixon is used to, and that's what he can thrive in. So believe it or not, this is not the best match made in heaven for Joe Mixon. Of course, there's Dameon Pierce there as well. And don't underestimate, I think the Texans can also and will also go out and draft a running back to align with C.J. Stroud for the next few years. So I think there's going to be a lot of mouths to feed in that backfield for the Houston Texans. Like I said, so musical chairs, especially at the running back position, hard to remember where everybody went. 800-919-3776. We come back, we'll talk about some of the other moves out there, especially in the quarterback position. And why hasn't Justin Fields been dealt yet? I know that's a big surprise for a lot of people. Obviously, Kirk Cousins, to me, going to Atlanta is a home run. And I'll tell you all the reasons why when we get back. And you can wager right now that the Atlanta Falcons are going to win their division. And I would get to the window on that as quickly as possible, especially before the trade, especially before the draft comes at the end at the end of April. 800-919-3776. You want to get on board, now's the time to do so. Anita Marks with you. It is Week in Wager here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Getting you ready for some more college basketball action tomorrow, NBA, and let's talk some NFL futures bets, especially with all that's going on in free agency. Let's take a look at what's going on with the quarterbacks, right? Like Kirk Cousins signing a four-year, $180 million contract with the Falcons. Dude's made so much money. Unbelievable. Baker stays with the Bucks. Russell Wilson, of course, goes to the Steelers. Gardner Minshew ends up with the Raiders. Sam Darnold with the Vikings, Jameis Winston backing up Deshaun Watson with the Browns, Jacoby Brissett with the Patriots. I think he's going to be that bridge quarterback. The Patriots, a lot of people expecting them to take a quarterback. Marcus Mariota with the Commanders, same thing. Commanders expecting to take a quarterback. Will Marcus Mariota compete with that rookie quarterback? Will he be a bridge? Only time will tell. Drew Lock signing with the Giants to back up Daniel Jones. Are the Giants going to take a quarterback? A lot of people believe so as well. Mason Rudolph signing with the Tennessee Titans for $3.6 million. Tyrod Taylor just heading across town to be the backup quarterback for Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. I think that's a very wise signing, by the way. I think that'll be a very good, mature quarterback room. Trubisky goes back to the Bills. No surprise there. Joe Flacco signs with the Colts. Jimmy Garoppolo backing up Matthew Stafford with the Rams. I think that's a great pick. Again, Jimmy Garoppolo, I think the Rams, even though, by the way, Aaron Donald came out and retired today, I think the Rams are going to be competitive this year in a not-so-competitive NFC. So signing Jimmy Garoppolo and having Jimmy Garoppolo as a backup quarterback, again, I love the move, just like I like Kenny Pickett going to the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that there is such value in having a good to great backup quarterback that could come in and win ball games for you. And you don't miss a beat. 19 quarterbacks, 19 starting quarterbacks out of 32 teams went down last year. And if you look at the teams that made it to the postseason, only two of them had backup quarterbacks. The Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Remaining quarterbacks, Ryan Tannehill, Joshua Dobbs, Carson Wentz, Simeon, P.J. Walker, Tyler Huntley, Blaine Gabbert, A.J. McCarron, Brian Hoyer, just to name a few. You can argue that Ryan Tannehill is a starting quarterback. I don't believe he is. These are all backup quarterbacks. Really, the big names and the big splashes have already taken place. Love what the Atlanta Falcons have done here, bringing in Kirk Cousins. Love Kirk Cousins. Listen, no bells and whistles. Statistically, not going to jump off the page, but this might surprise some folks. Kirk Cousins, top 10 statistically across the board each and every year when it comes to the quarterback position, and we're talking 32 teams. Always top 10 in completion percentage, touchdowns, you know, lack of interceptions, you name it. Kirk Cousins checks all the boxes, and now he goes to a team that's got a good offensive line and a plethora of weapons for him to work with. Bijan Robinson and Algier in that backfield, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Rondale Moore, and Kyle Pitts that he's going to be throwing the ball to. Are you kidding me? And arguably a top five defense in the NFL. New coach loves, players love through a brick door for, a brick wall for. Yeah. Love this Atlanta team. And just to kind of give you those stats or odds, right now you could jump that the Atlanta Falcons are going to win the NFC South. And I would run to the window with this. This might be my favorite future bet out there right now. The Falcons -125, the Bucks 3-1, the Saints +350, and the Panthers 15-1. The Falcons -125. And I want to say this is probably -110 a few days ago. So this is only going to creep up. So get on it now. Okay? And still a lot more free action coming, a lot of free agency action still coming your way in the next coming days. And of course, some trades that very well could happen as we get closer to the NFL draft, let alone during the draft. How fun is that? I just love it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Cynthia Freeland is going to join us yet again. We'll look big picture here. We spent some time with her early on in the show talking Giants and Jets. Let's talk broad picture here in regard to the moves that have been made and her thoughts on some of the future bets out there in the NFL. And also we'll hear from Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports as well. So sit tight. When we get back, we'll have some special guests and hopefully helping you win some money today and, of course, in the future. That next here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome in to 98.7 ESPN. Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network joining us here. It has been a wild and crazy free agency. There's no denying that. Let's take our tour around the divisions and get some thoughts here. And let's start in the AFC with the AFC North, right? The Baltimore Ravens adding Derrick Henry to that backfield. And then, of course, you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now Russell Wilson is their starting quarterback, probably the two biggest moves, I'd say, right?
Huge moves. I want to know what Russell Wilson's tagline is going to be. You know, like when he was like, let's ride to Broncos. I wonder what it's going to be in Pittsburgh, like renegade. I don't know what he's going to do.
Oh, so,
you know,
there you go.
We should take odds on that.
Have t-shirts made. There you go. You're
absolutely. We need to figure out how to, what do the odds makers say on that one, Anita?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You've got, man, that's a cash cow right there, Cynthia Freeland.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the bet to come out, the futures bet to come out, that all four of these teams make it to the postseason next year.
Ooh.
I'm going to throw some coin on that. I mean, how can you not like all four of these teams and really say that this very well could be the most competitive division in the NFL next season?
It absolutely could. I mean, especially now with Aaron Donald retiring, not that the West was really, there's some questions in the West, but it just feels like the AFC in general keeps getting stronger. And it feels like there was some like magnetic pull to the AFC North for a lot of good players. I mean, Derrick Henry said his grandmother, that was her favorite suit. So, I mean, somebody knows something somewhere else, you know? I'm not sure who's in charge. Maybe aliens? I'm not sure.
So with that being said, who, if you were to make a futures bet on this division, is it still the Baltimore Ravens? Is it Cincinnati hoping that Joe Burrow will stay healthy?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that the Cleveland Browns might be my pick for this one.
Whoa.
I know.
Okay.
It sounds a little crazy, but I feel like between getting Nick Chubb back, which is huge, their O-line presume, okay, look, I'm obviously forecasting forward that everyone's healthy because remember they were playing without their tackles for much of last season. And now they bring in a guy, Jameis Winston, who, by the way, he's like a locker room favorite. So I think there's just a lot of pieces to like with Jerry Jeudy now being able to actually, I think his presser, he'd said something like, it's nice to feel wanted. You know, like that's a big deal. Stuff like that really matters to people. So I don't know. I might be leaning Browns.
Interesting. Staying in the AFC, let's take a look at what's going on in the South. You know, obviously the Texans add Austin Eckler to help CJ Stroud offensively. But the Jacksonville Jaguars making some money moves as well, bringing in Gabe Davis and obviously addressing their defense. Who do you like in the South?
You know, it's hard because I really do like Trevor Lawrence. I can't say, is it Twebble? Trevor Lawrence. And I think he's a bit underrated in terms of what he's capable of doing. However, I just feel like what D'Amico Ryans, Nick Casario et al. Have done in Houston make that team significantly better. And they were already the team that came out of the South. I mean, look, it does make a big difference if you're playing a fourth place schedule in the AFC versus a first place schedule. So those three unique games that they play next year are going to be really big deals. But I think things got a lot closer, and I think the Texans may have just pulled away a bit from everyone else with some of their key, like Danielle Hunter, like they've just done really well. But Dalton Schultz coming back is even a masterful part of that plan.
And heading to the NFC, and let's dive right into the NFC South. Obviously, one of the biggest storylines is Kirk Cousins going to the Atlanta Falcons and taking a look at this. Kirk Cousins with, you know, a better offensive line than he had in Minnesota. Bijan Robinson in that backfield, Drake London, Darnell Mooney. They bring in Rondell Moore, Kyle Pitts, who I feel has been underrated, underutilized in this offense, hopefully not now with Kirk Cousins' top 10 defense. Boy, how can you not love this Atlanta team heading into this next season, right?
Yeah, Atlanta feels like, to me, at least right now, you know, like, even though Tampa Bay re-signed a bunch of their own guys, and I do love that move as a free agency, like, sneak attack, because people sometimes forget that re-signing your own guys is really valuable. But I think if you're looking at all the different ways that, you know, they are still missing Shaquille Barrett, and they are still, you know, there's a few places. Carlton Davis is now a Lion. So they didn't necessarily get better across the board. They just re-signed a couple of their key guys, and they got their quarterback, I guess. And remember, that division was competitive until the very last week and the very last sort of minute of the very last week. So I think the Falcons really did make a nice push forward, especially since they do already have a much improved defense. If they can just get a little bit more of a pass rush, they had the 25th ranked pass rush in terms of pressure percentage last year. If they can get that to be like even 15th, for, you know, just better than half, that's going to be a massive upgrade for them.
By the way, the Atlanta Falcons to win the NFC South -125, the Bucks 3-1, the Saints +350, and the Carolina Panthers 15-1. Last one before we let you go, and we've got to talk about your division where the Detroit Lions lie, and that is the NFC North. The Chicago Bears, unbelievable. Talk about making money moves. They add DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen to that wide receiving core, right? But they're sitting there with Justin Fields. I think a lot of people felt that Justin Fields would be traded by now. What do you think is going to happen with him and the Chicago Bears? Do you think that they trade him before the draft, during the draft? Do you think they take Caleb Williams at one? Who's going to be their starting quarterback, Cynthia?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be Caleb Williams. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, especially the way money works and what they've already spent, for them to be looking at a guy whose deal would be less expensive than anything Justin Fields would bring to the table money-wise. However, I don't know when this trade will happen. You know, I think Ryan Pohl said something like he's going to like maximize. He said he was trying to do the right thing by Justin Fields, but he needs to maximize his value. Sometimes that does actually mean freaking July, August, like if someone gets hurt. So I think they're taking their time. They've got plenty of equity in the first round. I think they're just trying to get it right. And that might not necessarily mean, you know, dealing Justin right now. It might mean dealing Justin later. But I do think they end up with a rookie. The other one that I think is interesting, that same division, I think that the Vikings end up with a rookie as well. I don't think that they're going to go into next year with Sam Darnold as a starter. They have two first-round picks now. They could easily use that, package themselves up to a high enough position to at least acquire one of those. Because I'm not – some of their strategy, you know, I'm curious to see how it plays out.
What about the Green Bay Packers? Jordan Love ended the season really on a high note. Now they add Josh Jacobs to that backfield, 4 years younger than Aaron Jones. So, you know, what do you make of the Green Bay Packers? Obviously, and also addressing the defensive side of the ball in free agency as well. A lot of people like this Green Bay Packers team coming into this season.
Well, I liked the Green Bay Packers before they made those moves. I thought that they ended the season really well. I thought, you know, Jordan Love, it seems unfair for, you know, especially if you're like a Bears fan and you're listening and you're like, man, they now have three quarterbacks in a row that are at least worthy starters. I'm not willing to put Jordan Love in the category of Aaron Rodgers or, you know, number four by any stretch of the imagination yet. But, you know, it seems a little unfair that they get quarterback right three times, Favre, Rodgers, now Jordan Love. But, you know, I still think their defense has some questions. I don't know. I understand, you know, they got rid of Darnell Savage. He wasn't a good fit. Jeff Hafley gave this presser where he described what he calls a post safety, which does sound a lot like what David McKinney is capable of doing. However, they paid him money that puts him on par with Minkah Fitzpatrick. And that to me feels like a bit of an overpay, because I love Minkah Fitzpatrick, but he's a three-time All-Pro. I don't necessarily think McKinney's there yet. Like, could be, but there's some questions there. I don't know if they've done enough to address that defense, though. I think their corner play was very shoddy last year, and I don't know if adding you know, Xavier McKinney makes the corners play better somehow, because maybe that safety will yell at them. I'm not really sure, but you know, I've got some questions in terms of stopping the pass, especially deep passes.
Your Detroit Lions favored to win this division at plus 160, the Packers at plus 185, the Bears at plus 320, and the Minnesota Vikings at plus 750. That's where it stands right now. Cynthia, you rock as always. So great. Always talking football with you, especially around this time, even though we don't have football action, X's and O's, games going on. But boy.
We have action, though. Might not be action. But we got a lot of action.
We do. We've got a lot of action. And it's been fun so far. There's no denying that. Cynthia, thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend, my friend.
You too.
Welcome back to 98.7 ESPN. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. Lee, we are inching closer. Sunday will be Selection Sunday. And then, man, the party really gets started. But obviously, before we get there, all these conference championships, teams trying to advance and make a name for themselves so that somebody will notice and invite them to the big dance. It's an exciting time, right?
Yeah, look at Mississippi State. big win for them. And Tennessee probably not sitting at a one seed now after that loss in the quarterfinals. So they probably needed to win the tournament to secure that number one seed. Just Tennessee, whenever you think that they – have it all going, well, comes down in flames.
Well, let's talk about a game that's going to be on later on tonight. That's New Mexico, favored by 2.5, going up against Colorado State. What do you like in this one? What side are you on?
So Colorado State, I think, is in. And according to my projections, I think they're probably going to be about a 9 seed. New Mexico probably needs to win at least one more game to get in. So I think that they're going to be motivated. I mean, this conference has been absolutely crazy so far in the tournament, and it's just deep. I mean, Colorado State was a 7 seed with a 24-9 record, 10-8 in the Mountain West Conference. And New Mexico was the 6 seed, a 24-9 record, same 10-8 in the Mountain West Conference. And Colorado State, they took down number 2 seed Nevada, and New Mexico took down number 3 seed Boise. So I like the fact that they didn't even play that well last night, and they still were able to win here. So I like their balance inside and out. I know Colorado State ranked 33rd in KenPom, very efficient on the defensive side of the ball, but just think that New Mexico ranked right now, based on that win last night, at 27th here, really good offensively, ranked 40th. They moved the ball around. Mashburn's son, Jamal Mashburn Jr., I know him from down here. Miami Gulliver, I've seen him play. He had one of his worst games, and they still won. And, I mean, I just love when they trap half court also. I'm going to take New Mexico minus a small spot. I think they win and get into the tournament.
Let's look ahead. Of course, not too many late games tonight. So let's look ahead to the weekend in regard to the NBA. On Saturday, the Knicks are back in action. They're on the West Coast. They're taking on the Sacramento Kings. Just trying to stay healthy. That Knicks team seems to be. It's more difficult for them to stay healthy than it is for them to win games when everybody is healthy. But nonetheless, you're looking at this Cleveland Cavaliers game going up against the Rockets. Cleveland is favored by 3 here. What's your play?
Yeah, they're sitting right now in the number 3 seed. So I think that you'll have a lot of New York fans rooting for Cleveland to go down here. And without Max Strus, they have not been the same team. Max Strus, you know, as you know, when he was in Miami, one of those guys, heart and soul guys. Same way with Cleveland, averaging almost 13 points per game, almost 5 rebounds, almost 4 assists. Does the dirty work, spaces the team out. Teams can't just collapse on their big guys. And without him, really hurts their depth. Also like the way that Houston's really come around. A lot of good young guys. Tyler Seguin in the middle, scoring threat. He's a heart and soul. They're a different team when they play at home here. So I like Houston. I think they're going to catch Cleveland, waiting for Max Strus to get back in the lineup. And take them plus the points here. Think they're going to do the Knicks a favor.
On Sunday, we've got some good ones. The Suns going up the against the Bucks. The Nuggets going up against the Mavericks. But I know you saw me on ESPN Bet earlier this morning, and my best bet was Wimby over 4.5 blocks and steals. And I've just been playing it religiously, no matter whatever the matchup is, just religiously, I've been playing it. It's been a cash cow. It's been an ATM. And you've got the Nets going up against the Spurs in San Antonio on Sunday at 7:00. So just a reminder for folks out there, whenever the Spurs play, whenever Wimby's active, he's averaging 30 minutes a game, and he's walking away with at least 5 blocks and 3 steals a game. And that over under for combined is kind of, it's teetering around 4.5, 5.5 some nights. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then the fact that they have the extra day to prepare, a lot of times the NBA, it's either a back-to-back or one day's rest, 2 days rest, certainly have to help the big man. So it really doesn't matter who he's playing against. It's just him. If he plays his game, he's going to get that number.
Yeah, it's really been unbelievable. You know, obviously he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. There's no denying that. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joining us here on 98.7 ESPN, talking all things college basketball, getting you ready for a game later on tonight, NBA. An interesting slate of games on Saturday and Sunday. But Lee, also, you know, a lot going on, obviously, in the NFL when it comes to free agency. Earlier today, sources, you know, the Steelers trading Kenny Pickett to the Eagles. Not so much a big surprise for me there. You know, I would imagine, you know, with them signing Russell Wilson now, him wanting to get out of Dodge and going somewhere, but it's not like he's going to start over Jalen Hurts. But nonetheless, I can't remember a time where it's been this insane, right? In regard to free agency and how different these teams are going to look.
I mean, how about the Chargers? I mean, the Chargers, what are they doing? They have no receivers. I mean, I understand you don't want to sign Mike Williams. You let him go. But Keenan Allen, he's the heart and soul of that team. He's still 31. I mean, here's the guy who can catch 100 to 120 balls. Let him go for a fourth-round pick. I thought that was a mistake. But that kind of sets up a really good situation. I loved Detroit last year. I thought that they were a team that was going to do some damage because the rest of the division was not much. Now everyone's talking about Detroit, but they didn't do much in free agency. In fact, they lost Swift. Who did they lose him to? The division rival Chicago Bears. Who did the Bears get at wide receiver to add? Keenan Allen. Packers haven't done much. Vikings are not going to be any better here. They have no quarterback here. I think that the Bears could be the big surprise here. They've got the number one and the number nine pick here. Let's say they end up drafting Williams. He's got so many weapons with Cole Kmet, now Swift in the backfield. I think that this is a really dangerous team here. So their defense was always good last year. They just got off to a horrendous start. So I like the Chicago Bears plus 320 here. I think the Lions plus 160, the Packers plus 185. I think that the targets on their back and playing a tougher schedule could do them in. I think the Bears plus 320, nice sleeper play. It's going to be Williams or Justin Fields at quarterback. And who knows? They might even add Marvin Harrison Jr. at receiver. Can you imagine? They could go from the worst receiving core with just DJ Moore last year and Cole Kmet to maybe the number one receiving core in the NFL.
It's kind of wild. And I'm really curious how this is all going to play out. And, you know, I know you and I haven't spent a lot of time talking about the draft. I'm not a big Caleb Williams fan. I think Drake May is the best quarterback in this draft class. It will be interesting. I'm with you if Justin Fields is the starting quarterback. Yep. I know that I'm an outlier. I know I'm like 1 or 2% of the nation. I'm just not a fan of Caleb Williams. I'm just not. I don't think he's in excellent shape. I don't think he trains hard enough.
I think that he played behind one of the best offensive lines in college football and was coached by one of the best offensive-minded coaches in college football, had a lot of weapons around him, and whenever he faced adversity, lost, and then wouldn't even talk to the media after. And the way that and the way he handled himself at the combine, Lee, I'm not a fan. Now you tell me they go out, and like they get a Drake May. I might buy into it a little bit more, but you know, I'm still a believer that I think whatever quarterback, I think C.J. Stroud is an outlier as well. I think a lot of quarterbacks need a year or two of seasoning before they really come into their own. So like I said, I'm really interested to see who is going to be the starting quarterback for this Bears team, but I think you're right, Lee. I love all these parts that they're adding. As you said, DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, whoever does come in and run this offense, they're obviously going to have a lot of weapons to work with.
We might be two of maybe 10 people in the country that like Justin Fields. I look at Detroit. No one thought that they were going to do anything this year. I mean, some people thought, oh, maybe they'll sneak in maybe as a wild card. But they put some really good pieces around a quarterback that people had cast off. So I think Justin Fields can get it done. If you watch him late in the season, he looked darn good with no offensive line. So if they keep him, let's say they trade down to 4 and get Marvin Harrison Jr. and the best offensive lineman, this is a team to be reckoned with. So I think that they're going to be able to do that. And then they might even, like I said, be able to add some other pieces, because if you trade down from 1 to 4, they might be able to add a 2, might be able to add a 1 for next year. So I think you go with Justin Fields and just have maybe top 2 or top 3 talent around the quarterback. So this has gone from the worst division to maybe one of the most exciting in the NFL.
Again, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com, joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. It is about that time. The weather's changing, so that means baseball opening day is right around the corner. A lot of excitement here in New York, of course, as always, with the Mets and the Yankees. Although the Yankees, what's going on with Gerrit Cole, obviously a huge concern. But nonetheless, give me your favorite, your best Major League Baseball futures play we can jump on now before opening day hits.
I like the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, no one's talking about this team. You know, this is a team that last year, you know, they ended up, getting some really nice pieces over the last couple of years in the draft. And people just slept on them because after that great start, they really didn't do anything. But, you know, they've got incredible parts. They've got this kid Cruz is amazing at shortstop. He got hurt. They have maybe the best catcher. They drafted him. Their 3 young, bright prospects ended up playing last year and then ended up getting hurt. So I think that experience is going to be invaluable. And then I think they're going to bring up Paul Skeens. I think they're going to bring him up early. If you're watching him in these Grapefruit League preseason games, I mean, he's blowing people away 100 to 102 miles an hour. I mean, if they want to win, I would start him from the beginning. I think he's going to be their number one starter in a division that's just mediocre. No one's great. No one's going to run away with it here. All you got to do is win 75 games. Give me the Pittsburgh Pirates over 74.5 games, -130.
Good stuff as always, Lee. Really do appreciate you. Why don't you let the folks know out there where and how they could find you, especially heading into this weekend where there's a plethora of stuff to wager on.
Yep. Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. We've got a UFC card coming up. We rate our games from 10 to 50 units. Last week had 245s in a 50 unit, hit 2 of 3 there. We're 17-6 on our 40 to 50 unit best bets there. So I was in person there. It was an incredible spectacle that Miami really supported the UFC and UFC Fight Night starting Saturday afternoon at 4:00. You want to get involved? 5 selections, just $35, and then also the March Madness. Every single thing. We've only had 3 losing weeks all year. Get everything through the March Madness final Monday, April 8th. Just $197. One place. ParamountSports.com.
Love it, Lee. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Bye, Anita.
You got it. Still a lot more coming your way right here on 98.7. ESPN.